welcome to this edition to the Daytime Confidential podcast. Today, we have the writers and creators of an upcoming new movie, Stray, that has quite an impressive daytime pedigree. So we're going to be talking with Patrick Cronin, who is actually the writer, and Josh Folan, who is his partner in Amsterdam Artists, which is producing this indie flick. So stay tuned. We hope you enjoy. All right, awesome. Guys, welcome to the Daytime Confidential podcast. My name is Jay, and my co-host here is Luke.
Welcome, guys.
Great, thanks for having us, man.
Well, let's talk a little bit about Stray, shall we?
Sure. Shoot, man.
Okay. This is your first full-length feature, correct?
That is correct.
You've done some theatrical productions. Tell us a little bit about that.
This past year we did an off-Broadway show. It's a play, Boy's Life, by Howard Korter. It's actually a frequently produced show. The characters seem to fit Josh and I very well as actors. And we have a great working relationship with Fritz Breckheller, who is the stage manager at All My Children. He had been looking to direct something, and so all the pieces seemed to fall into place. And at the time, I had a small role on Guiding Light and new Emmy, in the professional sense, and pulled her aside.
Marcy, in case they don't know.
Sorry. we know her as Emmy, but Marcy Ryland, Guiding Lights Marcy Ryland. Lizzie Spaulding.
So she has a nickname. Cool. The fans are like,
yeah. I'm already giving away spoilers. I knew Marcy, and I was reading the script on set, passed it her way, and she walked right up to me and said, "When are we doing this?" And jumped on board from there, and that's it's actually how we got to know her, and also how we got our first off-Broadway credit and some New York standing.
Impressive. Now, I was looking at the list of people who are set to appear in the movie. Jacob Young is also probably – Jacob Young and Marcy Ryland are probably the most noted for soap watchers from being respectively from Guiding Light and All My Children. Right. But it looks like everybody on the cast has appeared in a soap in terms of the actors. Did you intend for it to be that way, or did it just sort of happen because those are the circles you were in?
Well, it's absolutely, it's a close-knit community. The soap world in New York, I mean, there's four shows, and if you've worked on one, you've probably worked on some of the others, in some capacity or another. So, Patrick and I both have spent time on All My Children. I've been on the show for about 2 years now with a small U5 role, and he started with Nick, the bartender in the Yacht Club, was it about a year ago?
We're kind of rival bartenders.
Oh, there you go.
But we both worked extensively on the show, so we all we know Jacob, and the role came up in the film. Ironically, the same name, which wasn't written that way, but when we were sitting down thinking of actors we knew that could play a bad boy-esque role, Jacob certainly came up, and given our soap ties to him, we were able to approach him on a personal level as opposed to some of the avenues that one would normally have to take to get an actor on board a project at this stage.
Which I think is always, advantageous. I mean, yeah, we do work, we will work with agencies and with other places as producers, but when you know somebody on a personal level, you have that connection already, it makes it that much more advantageous to be able to go up and talk directly to them. And Jacob read through the script and liked it a lot, so.
Well, and he does play bad boy very well, so if that's the role he's going to be in, it will fit him perfectly. The tagline for the movie on IMDb says, "Love means never having to say you're happy." What inspired the story in terms of writing it? Was it from personal experience? Was it someone else's experience? Or was it more of a fiction?
Well, I'll field that one. One of the things that we do over here at Amsterdam Artists is we like to take in new property, intellectual property, screenplays, other works that come our way, things that interest us, and we like to work with the originators of the material to really try and clean it up and see where it can go. The original author's name is Derek Tilton. He's from Asheville, North Carolina, and we had originally found this script on a casting site, Mandy.com, and he was looking to shoot it for a very minimal budget, in Asheville. We read through the script, and I identified with the character Jude.
Josh identified with the character Alex, but more, we saw that there was great potential in this for a feature film. So we approached him, optioned the script, and I worked closely with him because I've written for a very long time to kind of flesh out his characters a little bit better, to create a more realistic world for the story, and everything else just kind of came from there. So it is his original idea, but obviously, you know, it's a collaborative effort, and some of my ideas have certainly crept in there as well.
Yeah.
Well, without spoiling anything, can you tell us what it what the story is about? Because I have it here that you call it an unromantic comedy.
Yeah,
but it's about men who are talking about love and sex.
Yes, when we say that, we say comedies in the same vein as, say, Swingers, Two Guys and a Girl, Reality Bites. Just that there's no soft soaping the story here. You know, in this particular instance, it's two guys. It's told largely from the perspective of one, partially from the perspective of the other. They're both kind of strong-willed male characters, and it's how they perceive, you know, love and the breakup of relationships, start of new relationships, which definitely leads itself to a certain kind of crude comedy. The story itself is about two best friends, Jude and Alex. Jude is just getting over a relationship that in his mind was the end all. And so he's, you know, obsessively texting and calling the ex. And Alex, his best friend, steps in to get him to man up, so to speak. The two kind of wind up going off on their own pursuits romantically. And at the end, it's definitely not a happy ending, but it is a realistic ending, and they kind of realize that they have to pull each other up by the bootstraps if they're ever going to survive this little thing.
We have some crazy, crazy busy fans. I don't know if you guys are familiar with Marcy's role on Guiding Light as Lizzie. She's paired with right now with Bill Lewis. So for her fans, tell us about her role as Cheryl.
It sounds kind of like the lightning round. Her role as Cheryl, well, I don't want to give you too many spoilers, but obviously Jude and Alex are the drivers of the story, Jude being the much more emotional one and Alex being much more rational, much more kind of in the black and white. Well, Alex's character was engaged previous to the start of our story, and for whatever reason, it didn't work out. And Cheryl, played by Marcy Ryland, is his ex, the one that made him the playboy that he is today. So while the relationship is alluded to, it's not until Cheryl comes back into town that you really see Alex come full dimension, you know, come full circle as a character. Jacob, in the same way, is kind of a foil for Jude. Jude's relationship ended previous to the story because his girlfriend cheated on him with Jacob, and he can't get past it. And at the absolute worst point for him,
the 11th hour, he
also appears, and it becomes apparent that that Jacob was the same kind of victim of circumstance that Jude was. So Jacob lends a bit of an everyman quality to the story as well.
Okay, so what phase are you guys in? Are you in pre-production, or where are we at in terms of how soon we're going to get to see this?
We actually just sat down with another New York-based production company, English Rose Productions, which they've done some off-Broadway stuff of their own, and they're kind of at the same stage as far as film goes. They're looking – it's a fairly new thing for them, and we sat down and kind of embarked, I guess, on a joint venture to – raise the rest of the funding. So we are in pre-production. We're talking to directors. We're getting the remainder of the financing in place, and we're still looking for a couple of the major roles to be filled by name actors.
If it is in pre-production now, obviously that you don't necessarily have the details lined out for when it could premiere. But would you say it'd be in the next year or so that people could find it in theaters or on DVD?
We are hoping for it to hit the 2009 festival circuit and then, you know, a distribution soon to follow after. So ideally we're looking at like a Q1, Q2 2009 release, I'd say.
Did the writer's strike have any impact on it? considering no. considering it was already written, but if you adapted it in any way, did that have any impact on the script?
No. Not at all. We were lucky enough to all be scabs, per se, in the sense that none of us are actually WGA members. So, you know, the original story writer in Asheville is not a member of the union, and Patrick, being A, part of the company, and B, not a WGA member, could work at his own leisure as well on the script. So,
and I did.
To say the least.
North Carolina has kind of become a hub for filmmaking in recent years. I know with Dawson's Creek and One Tree Hill there. So, do you guys, are you filming on location, or do you plan to film on location there?
We do. We do. The you know, as I said, the writer is based there, and a lot of the story elements are derivatives of his experience there. And I wouldn't say it's 100%. Certain, but we are certainly hoping to shoot in that area, and it has very much become a hotbed of activity as far as film production and TV production goes. It's referred to as Hollywood East to some extent now, I guess.
Where the where the story is concerned, the general feel we're looking for is kind of an anywhere USA town, kind of that feel of a college town in the summer months. So that can be attained in other locations, certainly. But we've given quite a bit of thought to Asheville while writing it, while working on it. It's dependent on a couple different factors, but I personally love Asheville. I've got family in Charleston, South Carolina. My sister lives in Greensboro, North Carolina, so I know both states pretty well, and it definitely encapsulates that feeling.
The writers, the impending actors' strike, if it takes place in June, would that have any impact on things for you guys?
It certainly would. If that were to take place, obviously working with Jacob Marcy, Patrick Sag, I'm on the brink of. I mean, we would definitely. I don't know the exact particulars what that would take, but or how it would affect us. But I'm sure it would definitely slow things down.
It would be an unromantic comedy as told from Russia.
So are we going to see, I know you mentioned the festival circuits, do you have any big ones you plan to hit, Sundance or anything like that?
Obviously it has to be a hell of a movie in order to do so, but that's certainly the goal.
Hey, it sounds like one.
I personally am looking to pilot some sort of a private jet over to Cannes. But you know, this is why I have Josh. Baby steps, right? Going to keep my feet planted. So,
right.
Hey, never underestimate the power of a soap fan. You guys got some.
Okay, no, look, if Adrien Grenier can do it, so can I.
There you go. Does Amsterdam Artists have any other projects in the works in addition to Stray?
Yeah, absolutely. We are in in talks with Comedy Central about a television/webisode pilot that and it's called the Home Depot Challenge. And the HD Challenge.
Okay, the HD Challenge.
I want you to allude that maybe it could be the Home Depot Challenge.
This is the beauty of live here. the principle, the idea behind the story, it's webisodic, like Josh said, is kind of a fish out of water thing where a comedian spends 16 hours on a losing bet or losing dare in America's favorite home store. So until we actually have sponsorship for it, we're calling it the HD Challenge. Needless to say, you can fill in the acronym there.
It may just end up being the Lowe's Challenge for all intents and purposes.
You know, and that wouldn't be a bad thing either. Lowe's, are you listening?
depends on the budget.
Right.
Could also be the Klosky Hardware Challenge.
What kind of issues would you run into in terms of filming webisodes as opposed to filming a movie like Stray? Or what challenges, I should say?
I would say it's less of a challenge in the sense that your biggest stumbling block with any production is the money to do it. So obviously a webisodic production in a Home Depot or some other superstore is going to cost us or whoever pays for it a great deal less money. So I would say it's probably less of a...
This is also a project that we are pitching to studios, whereas Stray is an independent where this is, you know, that's our baby. So in the event that we were picked up as a webisodic, there would be, you know, crossover marketing potential with whatever, you know, home store we end up working with, whatever studio we end up working with.
which alleviates a lot of the strain on us and allows us to focus on more of the creative end. But when you look at it as a product, it's a low budget, small camera crew setup, largely improv, based around the comedy stylings of whatever comedian we land on. And it's also a very short format thing. I mean, blogging and webisodes are very hot right now because we've kind of turned into a bit of a cubicle world. You know, you've got 3.5 minutes between phone calls and when the boss walks past your desk. and that's just enough time for a quick comedy clip, you know, which considerably scales down what's required of us as opposed to, you know, a feature film.
Right.
Okay, let me take you guys back a little bit to the formation of Amsterdam Artist. How did you guys come together? Have you been friends a long time, or?
We met on All My Children as well about probably
a year and a half?
Year and a half.
Maybe a little bit more?
Yeah, two years ago. And you know,
you're making us date ourselves here.
Basically. as we said earlier, it's a very small-knit community, and or close-knit community, rather, and we met there, and we know each other from, you know, various other, what do you call it?
He's looking for a fancy word for catering, I think.
recreational professional outlets in the city.
Yeah. No, what do you do? I'm an actor, I swear. Would you like another drink?
Anyhow, we've known each other for a while, and he actually called me with a small theater idea. What was that? February, January of last year.
Mm-hmm.
And a friend that he went to college with had some ties to a large name in the film community, and he was proposing that we put up this small theater production, and we actually followed through on that. It was at least moderate success, I guess, and it kind of opened the door for us to perhaps do something else, and that kind of carried over to Boys Life in September.
Yeah, basically in a looser sense. I mean, there's a bunch of actors, and a lot of my friends, I say, are doers. You know, we're always out and we're working and we're trying to come up with, you know, some sort of a creative outlet all the time. I think one of the struggles being an actor is staying creative, staying active within your craft when it's so easy in New York to get swallowed up by, you know, the workload and all of the other jobs that you use to pay your bills. From there, we stumbled on the idea of a showcase just because it was at the request of somebody established in the film world. That gave us the drive, and when we realized on what modest means we pulled off, I think, a pretty big success, we said, okay, well, where do we go next? And the company kind of formed from there.
Do you think you'll be doing any off-Broadway works in the coming years or in the next couple of years, or will the webisodes and Stray and other feature films take precedent?
I'd certainly like to. I think the key is to just keep the momentum going, you know. As actors, one thing Josh and I both agree on is that we just want to work. We want to continue to work, and work begets work, you know. You meet somebody like Marcy, you know, when you're doing, you know, a small role on her soap, and then she wants to get involved in an off-Broadway show. People come see Marcy in the off-Broadway show, and now we have 3 or 4 other soap actors who want to be involved with us in the future in any upcoming projects. You know, so I would certainly love to go back and do some stage work, and we're always reading plays and whatnot. And I think flipping back and forth, you know, it'll never hurt you so long as you you maintain that work ethic.
Right. My role in this company, Patrick's more the creative side. I'm kind of the business expert. I don't know if I want to say expert, but I handle the business,
expert question mark.
Right, I handle the business side of things, and the biggest problem with an off-Broadway show or any sort of theater venture is, can you make it profitable? And that's kind of the thing that would keep us in the immediate future from doing another off-Broadway show or some sort of theater venture, but it's certainly something that we enjoyed doing, and it was a great success.
Mm-hmm.
But looking
mm-hmm.
back, it was a hell of a lot of work, and can we do that right now with these other things on our plate? That's
right.
Kind of the,
you know.
So that's where that
I was going to say, in terms of being a producer, you know, the feature film work and television work is kind of the dinner, and theater is kind of the dessert, you know.
Okay.
You do it because you love it. You don't do it because you love the paychecks.
Right.
Okay, well, Josh, I guess that's where you're being the business question mark guy, that finance degree from Ohio State kind of comes in handy, huh?
Absolutely, that's certainly...
Ooh, you must IMDb'd him, didn't you?
There you go.
And I would be remiss to not ask this, considering I live in Nebraska, but are you an OSU fan?
I am an OSU fan. I'm not a rabid sports fan. I'm more of a professional guy, but when the Buckeyes win or beat Michigan, it certainly is a good day.
You'd never know by how loud he yells.
Okay. Well, I had to ask because two of our staff members live in Ohio, and one of them is a very diehard OSU fan. And So me living in Nebraska is one of those things where every time I can give her a hard time, she gives me a hard time right back about it. So I had to at least ask.
Absolutely. Ohio State fans, to say the least, are very, very exuberant about their Ohio State sports.
Well, listen, guys, we're not going to keep too much of your time. We know you're busy out there making your indie flicks that we can't wait to see. To find out more about Amsterdam Artist or Stray, you can log on to amsterdamartist.com, and you can find out more about Patrick and Josh there. And guys, just keep us posted, and you know, when you get a premiere date or you know anything else you want to come on and talk about, let us know. We'd be glad to have you back on.
Absolutely. It was great talking to you guys today.
Thank you so much.
And we definitely wouldn't pass up the opportunity to speak with Marcy or Jacob either.
Sure. I mean, pending availability, we get sent to voicemail too, you know. So.
Okay. All right. Well, we've enjoyed it, and thanks.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you, guys.